Currently, tipped workers in New York are not covered under a new law that allows the state's minimum wage to increase to $9 an hour by 2016. The minimum wage for workers like waiters and pizza deliverers who receive tips is still set at $5 an hour. Mike Kink with the Strong Economy for All Coalition says Governor Cuomo is expected to follow through on a promise to convene a special wage board as soon as this month. The board would consider whether tipped workers should receive better basic pay.
They're able to take testimony, to do hearings around the state, to look at the circumstances of workers. And we were here today to urge the governor and the wage board to consider eliminating the sub-minimum wage for tipped workers, to set one fair wage for everybody, to allow tips to be a gratuity for good service as opposed to a part of basic survival.
Gregorio Castro works in a bar in Manhattan's Upper East Side. He says many nights are good, but the tips are unpredictable, and once summer sets in and vacations begin, business is poor.
It's not enough for us to live because we are depending now on tips, which they are really variable, and then we don't really know how much we're going to end up making. We don't really know if we're not going to make rent, for example.
Raul Saxena is an organizer who works with restaurant workers. He says many struggle to make ends meet. There are approximately 200,000 tipped workers in New York. 70% are women. Saxena says female workers who rely on tips are especially vulnerable.
And often exposing them to sexual harassment and things like that just to get a better tip because they earn a sub-minimum wage.
Advocates for raising the minimum wage are also seeking a bill to allow localities to set their minimum wage higher than the state level. The measure was first pressed by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. It did not make it through the state Senate, though, which is led by a coalition of Republicans and breakaway Democrats. Cuomo, in exchange for an endorsement, promised the Progressive Working Families Party that he would try to get a version of the legislation passed.
We have to recognize the difference in the cost of living in different markets, and I would allow localities within a state prescribed formula to adjust a local wage.
Any action on allowing local governments to set a higher minimum wage within certain parameters has to wait, though, until the legislature reconvenes next January. But Cuomo has the power through the wage board to make a decision on whether to raise the wages for tip workers without having to seek approval from the legislature. The wage board is due to make recommendations on the tip workers by February 2015. Cuomo, however, though, has not yet appointed anyone to the board. But a spokesman says he expects that to happen soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.